Blackstone Audio presents A Series of Catastrophes and Miracles, A True Story of Love, Science, and Cancer, by Mary Elizabeth Williams. This book is read by the author.
For Debbie. Author's note. This is a work of nonfiction. I have tried throughout to present scientific facts and history as accurately as possible and to the best of my ability, albeit as someone with a decidedly unscientific background. For the narrative aspects, I have relied heavily on the notes, date books, and journals I kept, my medical records, and the stories I published throughout the experience. I've also depended on the very generous cooperation of many of the individuals who were present for and participated in the events depicted. I am exceedingly grateful to them for letting me interview them, for giving me access to their own journals and personal stories, and for helping me reconstruct many scenes and conversations. There are no composite characters here. Everyone within has a real-life counterpart. I have, however, changed names and identifying details of certain individuals to protect their privacy. I have also, in a few instances, condensed conversations and events, mostly involving doctor visits, that took place over more than one episode into single scenes for the sake of clarity. There is no doubt that everyone involved in this tale has his or her version of how it all went down. This is mine. Portions of the story have appeared in slightly different format, in Salon and in the New York Times. Spoiler: I lived. Chapter 1. Cancer Club Night. January 10th, 2012. It's a bad time for the phone to ring. Jeff is already down the hall at his caregiver group. Lucy and Bee are downstairs doing arts and crafts with the other kids in Noogie Land. My own support group is just about to start, and our facilitator, Marlena, is strict that outside interruptions and latecomers are not tolerated. I glance at the phone and see that the call is from an unfamiliar number. Do I answer it and risk banishment, or spend the next 2 hours going crazy wondering who it was from, especially today, of all days? The family started coming to Gilda's Club in the fall, right after the re-diagnosis, and since then we've grown to treasure our Tuesday nights here. It's a weekly source of stability and support in the chaos of my cancer. We love the unexpected community that my disease has provided us and the raucous laughter we always wind up sharing within these walls. We love the friends who've become family over the past few months. But sometimes this little clubhouse is a hard place to be. Eventually, everybody leaves it, and there are only a few ways out. The hoped-for option is by getting better.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?